Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Howdy, y'all. It is 3/15/2024. Welcome to the Wrestling Inc. Podcast SmackDown Edition tonight from Memphis, Tennessee. Had a bit of a rock concert to open up the show. Oh, do we got things to talk about on this road to WrestleMania? I'm excited. I'm hyped. I'm ready to go. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Flobo Boyce.
And what Lisa. In the Cowboy After Dark are you wearing, sir?
Thought I'd kind of spruce up a little bit tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. A little festive.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
For the people. For the people.
The people.
It's Austin Dave. You see, normally Issa looks so fabulous on this show that I just look like a total scrub. So I lately have been like, I got to step it up. Plus in WrestleMania season, Flobo, I know we haven't really done, I don't think we've done a Mania season before. No. I kind of like to dress it up a little bit during Mania season.
Thanks for dressing up without telling me. Great. I'm wearing a hoodie. Awesome. The opposite of what you're doing. That's fantastic.
Yeah. No, but you pull it off, bro. You pull it off.
Oh, thanks.
It's all good. Issa, you hype about The Rock tonight?
Yeah, The Rock took us to church tonight. I can't wait to talk about it.
Good times.
Yeah.
Flobo, before we get into SmackDown, Jeez, I can't wait to talk about what's going on in the news.
A lot of things going on in the news. First and foremost, Darby Allin, man, can't catch a break. No pun intended. The man himself is going to hit Mount Everest up. In fact, this week on Dynamite, supposed to write him off the show. Besides other things happening this week on Dynamite. Am I right, y'all? But actually sustained a legitimate foot injury, rendering him ineligible to make that climb to Everest. But Darby seems to be in good spirits, saying Everest will happen next year. But wow, what a guy.
Yeah, there goes his Mount Everest. You know, I've been saying that he should have been written off after that spot at Revolution. I think they should have run him off TV after that. I think they should have played on. I don't care about social media. We all know why he was trying to go away. But you could have played on the fact that he got hurt. He doesn't know if he's ready to come back. He doesn't know if he's there mentally without staying. Like, you could have built a whole story for Darby coming back while covering what he was doing out of his adventures, trying to, you know, out in Mount Everest, trying to find himself. But they did this, and this match was not even for anything. All this match did was elevate the breakup between the Scissor Gang and Daddy Ass, that nobody liked them together to begin with. Like, it just feels like a terrible injury that could have been avoided by just simply keeping the boy off TV after he did that crazy spot, because that, to me, was visually, seeing him come back after that was just took a lot away from the spot, honestly.
100%. Why have a match Wednesday? Especially a Wednesday where everyone's not looking for you to do anything. It wasn't like the roster's decimated either. That's just dumb. I mean, not dumb, but like unfortunate, but just it could have been avoided, you know?
And especially when you got a trip booked. You know, Flo, but before you went to Australia, you weren't giving it your all and be like, I'm going to put in huge work days for these last 2 weeks building up to it. It's like you were on autopilot, man. You were already on vacation time.
You phoned it in a whole week before. That's what you do.
Yeah.
A whole week before.
Arby didn't get the memo. What else is going on?
Well, how about this about Synergy and Brands and Forbidden Doors and Cursed Windows? Shayna Baszler, the Queen of Spades, because she loves to do card tricks, actually. That's actually a real fact. It's going to be a part of Josh Brand's Bloodsport. Yeah, wait. That's why she called the Submission Magician. Yeah. The Submission Magician, the Queen of Spades, because she does card tricks. That's
like close-up magic?
Yeah, sleight of hand.
Holy shit. Like, I feel like you're messing with me, but
no, it's a true story. It's a true story. Because when she did MMA, she needed a gimmick. Her promoter was like, hey, you do card tricks, Queen of Spades, magician. That all came from MMA, just card tricks. But instead of doing that, she was doing Bloodsport, y'all. During JCW's The Collective, a WrestleMania weekend, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport is going to have a WWE signed talent in one that actually won her match at Raw Underground. Shayna Baszler, what say you guys?
I'm so excited. I actually have made it to Bloodsport and in the collective in the last two Manias. The first one I remember being almost too close to a Moxley match that I actually ended up like backing up a little bit because I didn't want no blood on me. I love the collective shows. I think Bloodsport draw on its own. I think people that know are there, like they pull up, and I think Shayna Baszler is gonna kill it. There's no more perfect scenario than her being there. And then you get Masha Slamovich quoting the tweet and saying, give her to me. And I'm like, take my money. Like, here's my credit card. Here's the billing zip code. Just tell me. Tell me where do I get to watch this? Because it's going to be epic.
I feel like Slamovich's run, her undefeated run, didn't get talked about enough. I feel like that was such a transformative event.
She gets enough credit, period. Like, I don't think she's talked about enough. She's so good, but you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. And rumor has it we might see more WWE talents appearing elsewhere.
What if they have somebody wrestle Mox at Bloodsport from WWE?
Roman Reigns?
No, why would he? You? No. I wouldn't want the tribal chief there.
The shield? No.
Please, okay. No.
All right. Yeah. I tried.
No.
Who would do it, though, if you had a chance to wrestle Mox at a neutral site? Who would you want?
I was going to say Gunther, but I don't know why. I just like to see Gunther beat people up.
Fair enough, yeah.
It's exciting, though, man. It's hard to believe Mania as well, like 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
2 weeks away.
Less than that.
No, three. Yeah, three.
Ridiculous.
3 weeks from tomorrow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about SmackDown tonight. Anything else in the news?
Nothing on the roster this week, but I'm still trying to figure out whether I should do Bash in Berlin or SummerSlam. That's just a personal thing. It's a personal Flobito news note.
I feel you. Thinking about going to Cleveland?
I mean, Cleveland isn't bad. It's just kind of, it feels like it's still like, by the way, SummerSlam. Anyway, back to Impulsive, you know, like under the rug. SummerSlam is the number two event of the year, but if it, or number three, depending on who you ask, but it kind of feels like it came out of nowhere this week.
No, Australia.
Yeah, exactly. Not even France, you know?
Yeah.
They got a baseball team solo. I'll go to Cleveland.
So, let's talk about SmackDown tonight, shall we? We open with The Rock doing a little rock concert in Memphis. We got Papa Rock coming out there tonight. Glad to be back in Memphis, showing his love for Tennessee, connecting with the crowd. It was nice. It was kind of nice seeing him. Still, he still had a couple of the, you know, one-liners. But Issa, what'd you think about seeing the warm and cuddly Dwayne Johnson tonight out there to start with?
It was so good. This whole segment, I know you just want to talk about it. Just the intro, right? Just the intro, seeing him come out. I love the crowd reaction because he's been getting such mixed reactions. I just like getting a good old OG Rock promo. No Cody, no nothing. Let's just enjoy. Like, he's here, and there's been so much convolution that we just haven't gotten a classic Rock segment that some people have never experienced that. Some people are craving at it because of the nostalgia, and they did it in the right city because he did get that baby face reaction, you know. It was the remix to his old music, everything about it, and you yes. saw the band set up, like, you know he was gonna sing. So if you know about The Rock, you are ready for what's coming. So I was so excited for this.
Fubo?
The switch up of the theme, I was like, oh, he's transcending. In fact, the Rock concert came with the band was pretty cool. The lyrics are a lot better than the classic ones from the Attitude Era. So he's actually getting better at this. I mentioned this on Twitter, and maybe it's a small note. It does irk me. I feel like I'm in the minority that he calls himself the final boss when you still have Mako Satomura with still on the roster or off the roster. I'm not sure where she is, but hey, look, The Rock is on point. He's doing his thing. Didn't he Roman Reigns? Didn't he Cody Rhodes this week? I think he hit all the marks.
This could have gone wrong in so many ways. And I think the song portion of this, he absolutely nailed it. It was not... A lot of times these things could just be awkward or stupid. And I think that he kept it safe with a couple of the jokes. But I feel like this all landed, you know?
Yeah.
It was good. It was really good. Promo kind of similar ground to what he put out on Instagram and Twitter today. Although
yeah, he continues to make Cody and Seth and their fan base look so uncool. I don't know that there's any recovering back from this. And I love it. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but it's crazy how he just completely buried them.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't try to go back and forth with The Rock, right? But like, isn't this what happened even when he's not intending to? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how uncool they looked after tonight.
Well, and that social media promo today, credit to The Rock, brevity being the soul of wit, 8 minutes and change.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's making these a little more concise, which
the
I Rock's appreciate.
The work. Because yeah. I think on this show, about what, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I was like, after that Jinder Mahal thing, I was like, man, oh, that was I don't bad. Know. Yeah, I don't know if he's always got it.
If we were to rank, I'm going to invite Flobo on my channel. We're going to rank our favorites and least favorite Rock segments.
Let's
because
do it.
I will say the Jinder Mahal will rank on my least favorite Rock appearances
ever
in the modern era or ever, actually, if I'm being honest. You know, I just didn't watch a lot during his prime. So I just think of all these returns that he's made and how epic it is. I've been in the building for a few of them, and this Jinder Mahal one just didn't hit. And if it would have not been for Should I Sit at the Head of the Table, the whole thing would have just felt like, what was that?
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I'm with you. It was cringe. And to tell you what, he actually went to Maui's character and it still worked. How? Yeah. He sang a Disney show tune and it worked. That's crazy.
You know, favorite thing is for me, and I know very few people in the chat will relate, but for me as like the biggest Roman fan, is that when this whole thing was set up, I was like, this is my dream match for Roman. This is all I've been waiting for years, right? Roman versus Rock. So when it was kind of being taken away, yeah, I was a little bit salty. But I got to tell you something. When The Rock came back, all I could think about as a Roman fan is like, oh, my God, Roman versus The Rock, Roman versus The Rock. I never thought about the possibility of them working together and that would what would look like. What would he do for Roman? What is he going to say? How is he going to elevate? Like, Roman doesn't even need to be there. Like, I know a lot of people are using that. Like, he looks better than if I had The Rock in my corner. Why would I even try to grab a microphone? That's just all of us. Like, why would you even try to talk when you have The Rock right there doing it for you? So I just want to say that I feel like for Roman fans, we're getting, I feel like we will still get that match, hopefully, eventually. But we're getting a whole different side of the two of them that we never probably even thought about, because in our brains, at least me selfishly, it was always like Rock versus Roman. Rock, I never thought, oh, do I want them working together? I'm loving this. So I don't trust him, but I'm loving it.
You don't trust him.
Yeah. No.
Rock versus Roman.
Still want the match. Somebody's got a turn. We still won the match.
He's just got trust issues.
That's a one takeaway you pull from through all that.
You know me. One message and I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah. We've been doing this for too long now.
Years.
Man. 3 years as of this month, I think.
It's crazy. Whoa, congratulations.
Yeah. Third longest running relationship that I'm not related to.
People don't understand the grind of doing a show week in, week out. No rain, no shine for years. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you feel like, I always, like, it was so funny because, going off topic, but when I finally met Glenn in Vegas, because this is not our only project together. We do Jackets Plus. And when I met him in Vegas, like, it was crazy to me because I was like, I can't believe this is the first time we actually hang out in person. Like, we actually do something in person, because to me, he just feels like an actual, I talk to him more, and you, Flavo, now I talk to you guys more than normal people in my life, because I tell everybody, I'm like, I talk for a living, so don't call me.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency, please don't.
Yeah. Your SOS needs to be a text.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But at least there was no horse involved, Issa.
Yeah. Listen, I thought that segment was a 1,000 out of 1,000. And I think everybody should go back and watch it. I hope that song is on Apple Music tomorrow. I want it on my workout playlist. I want it everywhere. Like, I loved it, and it did bring the nostalgia, and I got a lot of text messages from different, all kinds of different people talking about that specific segment. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Do you think,
unless you're Cody Rhodes' mom?
Well, I was gonna say, do you think him taking that Cody clip out of context kind of diminishes Cody a little bit? Because in the midst of the speech
Cody
Monday
crying
night,
diminishes Cody.
Yeah, but in the context of it, it works better if you just take it out of context. And he's got the Peter Brady, it's time to change voice going on.
It doesn't matter though. Like, I get where you're coming from, but The Rock made some valid points here. And I know I'm biased. I always say it though, so you guys can be like, he's biased. I am biased. But you can't come out here and say that you slapped The Rock, you got one up on him, and then you go on Raw and cry. Like, it's stupid. Like, he should have just been out there with the BDE, and there was like, it was no DE. That's what he had out there.
No
wow. Michael. Wow, that's even worse than having an SDE. A no DE? Like, what do? I don't know. Savage.
Wow.
Sheesh.
Interesting they announced tonight CM Punk in Chicago for Raw.
Yeah, he's going to come out there and Drew McIntyre is going to beat him up.
I would love to see that. That would be a great moment.
Well, he would, 1,000%.
Yeah, so we got Legado del Fantasma.
Excuse me, Glenn?
We got Los Lobos Locos.
Los Lobos Locos, yes.
Oh, I can't wait for you to interview them in Mania. I'm looking forward to that more than anything.
Wait, are you interviewing Legado del Fantasma?
Los Lobos Locos.
Oh,
please. That should be.
I'm trying to get an interview. I'm trying to be positive, guys. I'm trying to be positive. There's no Karrion Kross in this episode. I can't poo-poo nothing.
What's up with Karrion Kross after everyone? They were like, oh, millions of people watched that post-show promo last week. Like, they really, like, even when he gets a little momentum, it's like they just crush it every time.
Maybe because he doesn't have it. But no, I'm positive. Go back to the match. I'm not going to turn heel. I'm not positive.
By the way, starting with the Rock promo all through the night, all the whoop that trick chants from the crowd.
That's Memphis.
They probably saw Trick Williams' last Instagram post.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
So Los Lobos Locos versus the LWO, Elektra and Zelina out there. WrestleMania six pack challenge ladder qualifying match.
Ridiculous.
With Los Lobos Locos getting the win.
Yeah, because they had the power of the wolf.
See?
March is official Adopt a Werewolf Month.
It is.
National Adopt a Werewolf Month. Yeah, look it up. It's in the Geneva Convention.
I'd take a word for it. It sounds legit.
So they have that power of that holiday helping them. Why do LWO keep winning on NXT but losing on SmackDown?
Because the L means lose. That's why.
Okay, but why? Lose, but not on Tuesdays?
They lose on a show with a quarter of the audience. I love NXT more than any other brand, but it is a quarter of the audience. But when matches start to matter, they don't show up. They need a new Bad Bunny rub. That's what they need.
Werewolf and Chupacabras are not related. Listen, let's not talk about Bad Bunny, okay? We have issues in Puerto Rico here right
Jambea.
Now.
Jambea. Oh, really?
There was like freaking 500,000 people showed up to a queue for a stadium that sits 17,000 people. But that's how many people want to see him, because Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico is a religious experience, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like anything else. So, yeah, everybody was just complaining about the way that the ticket sales went today. But you know what? You can't please everybody. The last time he did it in a way where you had to go there and physically get the tickets, so only people from Puerto Rico could get the tickets, and people complained because it was a 3-day line. They really was. So it's like there's not going to be a happy way to do this unless he does like a month-long 50,000 ticket sales concert.
Sure.
And to Blue Shoe in the chat, I have seen a chupacabra. Chupacabras and werewolves are not related. Take it from me.
I mean, you didn't know that, Blue Chew? I mean,
yeah. I had an experience with a chupacabra.
They're not related, but they're related.
Yes. I'm just clearing it up.
There are no dumb questions, but geez. Gosh. Well, anyway, the match was great.
Who will win a match, though, between a werewolf and the chupacabra? I say the chupacabra.
Chupacabra is way more resilient, yeah.
Yeah.
But a werewolf can turn into a human and, like, rent a car. And I don't know why that was the first thing that came into my mind.
Really? That's what it means. I'm a human man. Hello, Avis. I like to have a gorilla. What?
Here's my credit card. How do they get a credit card?
I have no idea. Ask
they have no pockets. Like, they just, what if but they just, when they turn into humans, they would be, like, on clothes?
Werewolves are like Daywalker, you know, like Blade. Like they have a dual identity. Two identities better than one.
Do they take Apple Pay or car rental places?
Sure, they do.
Okay.
I don't know. But this is a fascinating question. Los Lobos Locos won. So this is gonna be a six pack tag ladder match.
It's gonna be so good.
It's gonna be good.
Does it matter who's in the match, though? Like, does it matter who's in? I know people, we want preferences, but, like, the idea of 12 men flying off ladders, does it really matter who's in the match?
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't. That's a great point, Flobo. But at the same time, I just feel like, I know that they haven't really been putting the most effort in the tag team division.
Not
but regardless, because of the tag teams that we know we have there, we already know it's going to be a banger, regardless of who makes it. Like, look at the contenders going in. I'm just doing. I'm doing a series on my YouTube channel. She plug, and I'm watching back all of last year's WrestleManias and just talking about where they're at today. And I just did the video for the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match last year. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if these teams are in this match, you know, they did that last year in 8 minutes for nothing. It was just a showcase match. Imagine what they're gonna do for the tag team titles on a ladder match. It's gonna be incredible.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, that I'm already sold. I don't care who makes it. I'm in.
What if Shane McMahon shows up?
Oh, no. Those poor thighs. Those poor quads.
So LA Knight came out and cut a promo, and AJ Styles attacked him, and we are getting that match for Mania.
I hate this. I mean, no, I'm positive. I dislike this heavily. Okay, so LA Knight, I thought he's U.S. title vision. He's not. Fine. AJ Styles is somebody who came back meaner than ever before, but he gets beat up a lot. Okay, he hits LA Knight. LA Knight has one of the weaker promos I've seen from him in weeks. Says, everyone's saying, and he gets beat up. And now we have ourselves a match that I'm not sure anyone wanted to see. Not saying that they won't tear the house down, but people who like LA Knight want more. People who want AJ Styles want more. But together, it's like, okay, that's fine. That could be Raw. That could be main event. That could be Sunday Night Center.
It's weird they're not involved in the triple threat for the U.S. title.
It's really funny how LA Knight promos don't hit now that the actual Rock is here, huh?
Oh.
I never see that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither am I.
He's original, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have all the respect for Sean Ricker. He's a homie. But I'm excited
for this match.
Fair enough. I will say, though, LA Knight is for the kids. Because I've seen, when I was, my last event, it was mostly kids wearing the LA Knight stuff, which I'm like, okay, great. They're allowed to have their remake or reboot 20 years later. So I'm like, and I'm not as harsh on him with that, but.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
So Jimmy Uso accepted Jey Uso's challenge for a WrestleMania match.
Yeah. My favorite thing about this promo is how he keeps going a little bro, like they're not 5 seconds apart.
Yeah, you're right. Same.
That's like, in every twin thing, you know?
Same load, bro. Like you don't have the right to.
All right, so are we team no yeet? Team yeet?
Yeah, what team are you? I'm sorry, I said something inappropriate. You can't go a whole podcast.
He's renting his car. Leave it alone.
Without me making you face fall. But like, whose team are you on?
I'm main event Jey Uso.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Okay. Jey.
Why?
I mean, I like the Mets. He didn't win the World Series. I mean,
I don't
know. But also,
you know Jimmy's going to win this one. Jimmy's going to beat Jey at WrestleMania. Yeah. I like Jey. He's cool. Has that little mullet and everything, but it's team no eat.
They're going to do it night one. Jimmy is going to beat some sense onto Jey. And because The Rock and Roman are winning at the end, Jey is going to come home at the end of night two and help us put crybabies. To cry, because they're going to cry when Roman wins. Because listen, I want them to have this match. I do. I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be a banger. We got a little preview of it at the Royal Rumble. However, I also want them back together. Call me selfish. I miss my Usos. I get it. And I know that they wanted this. And I know this is for them. Give them what they want. Do it night one so we can just have them back together night two. Because I'm ready to have my Usos back. They feel weird. They feel weird being apart.
Well, Uso versus Uso. Mania match people have been speculating on for over a decade now. So this will be exciting.
They said they were doing a watch along on the WWE's YouTube channel, watching their main event match last year, and they said their dream match was fighting each other at WrestleMania. So I can't be happier for them to be getting that.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's going to be great. Logan Paul wanted an apology from Randy Orton. Nick Aldis said go out there and get it. And of course, this was right before Grayson Waller with Austin Theory took on Randy Orton.
I saw the segment. I was like, I wonder what Issa thinks. I mean, you got like Randy Stiles versus blocking Nick Aldis. Like, I didn't know who you're rooting for this entire segment.
I was too mesmerized by Randy Stiles. His quads look thick.
Oh, yeah.
He's been doing squats.
Yeet.
So he does the pose. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The segment was great. It's fine. But I was like, man, I wonder who he's rooting for here.
I like Randy a lot. So I was rooting for Randy. But I mean, mesmerized.
Hall
of Fame. He don't miss like this. You know what I mean?
It's a good match. Randy got the win.
When you think of his legs.
I mean, they're impressive. He doesn't skip leg day. I used to skip leg day all the time.
What do you think he could choke? I think we can. What's a bigger animal than a bear? Choke? Like, we got to move on from a bear. I feel like we got to find something bigger. What's like the scariest animal?
A werewolf, because they have superhuman strength.
Yeah. No, but he's got to be bigger than a werewolf.
A shark.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop. Oh, I did not need that visual.
What is Randy going to be in the water to be like, let me go crush a shark? Just vipering around?
If Brock Lesnar can F5 a shark, Randy can get in there and poke it with his legs. Like,
that shark came up to the beach. He was defending our freedoms. You're saying Randy Orton's going to go in the water looking for the shark.
I'm saying like if a shark attacks somebody, Randy Orton's there to RKO it and then choke it out with his thighs.
That's different.
Guys, did I ever tell you about my recurring nightmare? You know how we all have a nightmare that we have since we're little and we have it all the time? Did I ever tell you about mine?
No.
Well, it's that I'm at the beach and I'm swimming and a shark starts like chasing me in the water. So I swim really fast and I get out of the water and I'm like start laughing at the shark because I'm like, I outrun you. And then the shark grows legs, puts on sneakers and sunglasses and starts chasing me by foot.
And don't you live on an island?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. And shark, and I'm like in human form. It's the most ridiculous dream ever. And it's haunted me since I was little.
I'm sorry, like sharks with feet or snakes with arms is just too terrifying. That's gross.
And
that's like
wayfarers like Ray-Bans too. He's not putting on no $5 sunglasses. Like these are good sunglasses.
Yeah, he's on vacation. Yeah.
And he's like got like this like snark smile. Like so Randy, choking a shark. Maybe he can choke that shark.
If I was afraid of the water or sharks in the water, I would not live to an island, man. I'll have to get a mountaintop or something. I don't know.
Oh come on, island living is the best.
There's sharks with feet and shoes and Ray-Bans. Oh yeah,
are there? So Jaws the Revenge tried to tell us that sharks don't go to the Bahamas, but it did in Jaws the Revenge. Are there many great white sharks in Puerto Rico?
Probably. I don't know. Why would I Google that? It will. No, Glenn, do not Google it. I gotta Google.
Can I say that Austin Theory is the smartest man on the roster right now?
Why is that, Flobo?
Because if you're on a spot on the roster and you're not getting matches, you're not getting reactions, how do you get on TV? Sell. I call it the Heath Ledger principle. It worked for Dolph Ziggler. It worked for Dana Brooke.
The Heath Ledger principle.
Oh, sorry. The Heath Slater principle.
Big difference.
Just sell as big as you can, and you're going to have a spot. I'm sorry, Joker. Sell as big as you can. I'm sorry, Nice Tail. You can sell as big as you can, and you have a spot on the roster. What's up? Issa, you all right?
No, there's all kinds of terrifying sharks in Puerto Rico.
I knew that. Oh, no.
I didn't know about if it was in the Caribbean or not.
I was in the Caribbean.
There's great whites. There's a basking shark. What's a basking shark? I want to bask on a basking shark. Anyways, this is terrifying. I wish I would have never done that.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm still going to the beach on Sunday. If I die, I die.
See? It's supposed to be a safe space, Glenn. You ruined it.
Sorry, I was thinking about it. I mean, the Caribbean and the Bahamas aren't the same, but I was watching Into the Blue with Paul Walker the other week.
Your favorite movie.
It was so good.
You talk about it all the time, Glenn.
It was so good. Into the Blue was so good. And it's got Scott Conn in it and cocaine, and it's so good. And sharks. Josh Brolin's in it.
Sharks.
Yeah, and the sharks get some cocaine and then get like all hopped up on cocaine. It's amazing. Although I watched Anyone But You over last weekend, which I thought was delightful. A very charming romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need more things. Oh, Madam Web hit streaming today. We're going to watch Madam Web tonight.
Are you going to watch it or hate watch it?
Hate watch it.
Fair enough.
Duh.
Yeah. I want to know. He was excited. I didn't know if he was.
I'm excited to hate watch. I've been looking for. I almost watched like a bootleg, like a camcorder copy, and I was like, no. Wow. This deserves a pristine.
Wow, the commitment to hate watch was real right there.
Yeah. I watched a camcorder copy of Scream 6 after you didn't want to spoil it for me, Issa. And I was like, if I don't watch this, I'm going to get spoiled.
I watched a camcorder, the new Exorcist, the last one that came out, because I was like, I'm not giving them money. I knew it was going to be trash, just to confirm that it was going to be trash. And then it was, in fact, trash.
just to confirm.
Dale Matthews, yes, Jessica Alba was in Into the Blue, although her role is kind of underwritten. Yeah. Not the best part she's had. But anyhow, okay.
Well, Grayson Waller is a smart individual, so I did hear that in the midst of my panic attack.
Thanks, Glenn.
But yeah, this was good. This was fun. And then Logan Paul came out.
Yeah.
And Logan Paul's going to be defending the U.S. Championship against both Orton and Kevin Owens at Mania.
I'm excited. Another banger. They made some good matches tonight.
Yeah. Mania's shaping up, and we need some more women's matches, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking kind of sparse.
Yeah. I'm with it.
I think we're going to get a Battle Royal the Friday on SmackDown 4. And then I think we're going to probably get like a four-way tag match, maybe.
I mean, we're going to get something for the tag titles and then probably like some kind of showcase match. I mean, that's what they usually do. Definitely not getting the main event.
But I don't think we're getting... I think they're going to take the Naomi and Bianca drama into the Battle Royal. I think they're going to take Candace and Maxine Dupree drama into the Battle Royal. I don't know.
They need to take that into the Men in Black place and then splash people to forget about that promo.
That was some vicious shit. I was thinking about that this week.
For no reason. Nobody's invested in this. There's no need to get personal when nobody cares.
Yeah. Super random. Cody. So...
No, I'm just kidding.
Cody cried backstage during this promo.
Mama, no.
So Santos Escobar took on Dragon
Santos
Lee.
Santos Escobar.
Yes. Escobar.
Yes.
He did not take on Dragon Lee. He squashed Dragon Lee. Continue.
Man, what's up with Dragon Lee?
Don't ask me.
Everybody six months ago, Dragon Lee's getting this big push.
No one said that.
Champ. Dragon Lee. Nobody. Could be on NXT and on SmackDown.
You weren't the only one who said that.
Look at all these vignettes for Dragon Lee. Everybody loves Dragon Lee.
You got vignettes. Nobody. He has a good theme song. I keep saying that every week. It's true.
Okay, so they're building Santos for Rey.
For next week.
Carlito came out. Ray came out. That's got to get bumped to Mania. There's no way they've been telling this story and they just burn this off.
I wouldn't. Just for the interest of time. I mean, you can't give everyone singles matches like that. And
I don't know.
And Rey Mysterio, I mean, look, I like him. I think he's always a draw. I'm not trying to knock Rey Mysterio, but you have a very stacked roster that you don't really need Rey to bump up WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. This one's already been sold. So I'm happy if they don't do it.
So maybe Nick Khan just comes out and gives the earnings report during WrestleMania.
I'll tune in while The Weeknd plays in the background.
Yeah, and then
that's it right there.
Yeah, and then a video tour of WWE World, a gift shop, travel to Saudi Arabia to look out the WWE Museum promo.
And a pre-sale code for Money in the Bank.
And then the Shining Stars try and pull an Enzo and try and sell people timeshares in the audience.
Wow. You know, trying to ambush the Shining Star.
Deep cut.
That's my job now. That's my
deep
job.
Deep cut. Shining Stars.
Yeah.
Leave Eddie Long out of this. He's a saint.
And then Ray, when he was talking about his Corazon, I was like, oh, I got to do my Spanish on Duolingo for today. Mm. It was a good reminder.
Did you?
I did. Wow.
I was reminded. Didn't do it.
I was reminded.
Yeah, I was reminded. Maybe later.
Opened it up. Did it right there.
I try to learn Italian, but I always keep on forgetting to do my lessons.
Oh, see, yeah. I get like they send you the thing, Lily on Duolingo, who's a moody girl with purple hair.
No, but I have my phone. Do not disturb.
I get her things. She's like, it'd be a bummer to lose your streak. She always sounds depressed when she talks.
Wow.
Yeah, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. So it's like, yeah, notifications on. That's great. And then I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. So I don't see the notifications. So, yeah.
Getting focused. Yeah.
Yes. That's what people need to know. I've learned this. Sometimes if Issa texts you, you can have a conversation. If you text Issa, you are going to hear back at the most random ass time, and you will have forgotten what you wanted to talk about by the time she gets back to you.
Sounds like a you problem, Glenn.
No, I'm like that to everybody.
Really?
I'm responding DMs.
So hold on. I can't call you. And if I text you, I'm stuck in a well. I can just wait for days until you get back to me.
Yeah.
And then she pulls the power move of you can text her and then she sends you an audio message.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm not typing that shit out. I'm not even dictating that. You listen to my voice.
If I'm ever in Puerto Rico, I'm like, oh my God, I'm being chased by a shark with 2 feet. You're gonna be like,
I was in the gym, Glenn.
I know.
I want to stop my set, okay? So I just sent you a voice note.
I mean, I respect that. Yeah,
finish your set. I got you. Got to stay in the zone. It's important to stay in the zone.
Finish your set. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how much I like quietly bitch at the people that sit on the machines like this, sending a long ass.
Yes.
You're waiting on the machine, so I'm not gonna do that. Okay. I'm gonna keep going while I'm talking to you, and I'm not.
Preach.
Gonna, I hate that.
Preach.
So I'm not going to be that person.
I got things to do today.
I don't even use Siri. I only dictate text when I'm in the car. Every other time, I will type that shit out.
You see, I have an accent. So I have a hard time with that feature because she don't understand me half of the time. So it's better that I just send you the voice note because I know you understand me.
Don't they have regionals? Like, I have Siri's British language.
Yeah, she's Australian for me, but she doesn't pick up
accents. Australian.
Yeah,
my dad has his own Spanish, and you can set it to Puerto Rico, and I still can't understand half of the settings. So
interesting. So Rey versus Santos next week on SmackDown.
Can't wait.
Then Pretty Deadly already in the ring.
Oh, it hurts.
New Catch Republic, not the No Quarter Catch Crew, but New Catch Republic.
Mm-hmm.
In a six-pack ladder match. And for, I'll admit, for like a moment, I thought Pretty Deadly was going to win.
Me too.
Oh, no.
I'm so bummed.
I like Pretty Deadly a lot. I'm really sad.
Yeah, I love Pretty Deadly. New Catch Republic. I'm glad Pete Dunne is back. Tyler seems like a decent bloke, but Deadly is my team.
The British isn't love it.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I like Tyler Bate. I like Pete Dunne. I like the fact Pete Dunne's back. I'm not sure what New Catch Republic is trying to do. And I'm not sure if the
Banana Republic thing is not hitting.
Yeah, it's not connecting, which is weird because the parts themselves are dope. So you're like, well, this should work. This is like, it's like a fruitcake. You know what's going on? But then you look at Pretty Deadly, and they're so ice cold. It's like, do you want to start? I love fruit. I love cake. But hey, fruitcake, it's no joke.
Okay.
Anyway, but you look at Pretty Deadly, they're so ice cold. They haven't really won two matches in a row in like a year. So it's like, do you send them to Mania? Do you have them involved anyway in the matchup? Who knows?
Yeah. They were great when they were hosting like Spring Breakin' and stuff in NXT.
Justice for Pretty Deadly.
Yes. They're so entertaining. They're one of the most entertaining acts in all of WWE. It's a bummer. They're not doing more with them.
Yeah.
Everyone's posting clips from Level Up online. Right now,
man, don't spoil it.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm looking forward. I know Issa won't watch Level Up. I love Level Up.
Is Dante Chen going to be a Level Up champion? That's what you should have a belt for that show.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't stop both of you. Get help.
Level Up is the future. What? Fine.
Okay. So New Catch Republic won. Good match, though.
Yeah. Of course it was a good match. Look at the people that were involved in it.
Yeah.
Pretty Deadly needs their thing. Like the Fashion Police started doing the Fashion Files. And I would actually argue, Matt Morgan has talked about this before, and I've heard other wrestlers say it too. If you can get on TV every week and you're not adding to your bump card, like that's the dream gimmick. You could do stuff with zero risk of injury and still get national TV time. Like you're set, you know?
I'm with that. The Pretty Deadly are definitely, if you don't know anything about them and you watch them, you may have your preconceived notions. So like you need to have them reiterate what their characters are, whatever that is, week in and week out. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. The already in the ring is a death knell, unfortunately, right?
Yeah. We'll see what happens. So main event tonight, we had Bayley taking on Dakota Kai with Damage Control. Issa, what did you think of this match?
I was excited to see Dakota Kai back in the ring. She never really tagged in, and this is her first singles match back in so long. So I was very excited to see her back in the ring. I do think that, I don't know, I want this feud to culminate with Bayley winning. I think they did such a good job with the organic face of Bayley and how they turn her face. But I do think that Damage Control does look like there's going to be a struggle to find a leader. And I'm interested in their story as well. I'm interested in what's going to happen. I think Bayley's going to win. I'm interested in what's going to happen with Damage Control afterwards. So I'm invested in this storyline. I wish it was getting the attention that it deserves, with Bayley being, you know, the Royal Rumble winner and them being in a group for over a year. Like, this isn't, they did so much together. If you start thinking about how they came up together at SummerSlam 2 years ago, to, you know, EO's turnaround, winning Money in the Bank, the cashing, then bringing in.
Yeah.
Like, they've done so much, and I just feel like this storyline deserves so much more than what it's getting. But I'm going to take what I get. I like the match. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the program. And I love that I'm rooting for Bayley, and they didn't have to change who she is. I don't want Bayley to go back to floaty man and, like, side ponytails. No, I like this Bayley. I want to root for this Bayley. I don't need her to change the gimmick, though.
I guess. No, fine. No, I'm with this. I felt like Dakota Kai and Bayley felt like the two evolutions of the same Pokemon fight. Charizard versus Charmeleon. It was great. It was a high impact thing. Unfortunately, I wanted the win. I wanted the, because they were so close to Mania, give me the actual clean victory. But of course, they're going to keep drawing that out. And it sucks because this story is so tight compared to the Roman Cody thing. Like, I feel like SmackDown said, no, we got to spend more time making sure that the whole Roman and Cody thing makes sense. Let's give him more time. Where it's like, yeah, to this point, Bayley won the Rumble. Do you not care about the Rumble? What's up?
I mean, this is the problem with The Rock being back the two nights of the bloodline. Sorry, Issa.
It's not the problem of The Rock being back, because if you look at the very first program that we got after The Rock came back was WrestleMania Kickoff. They have Bianca out there who doesn't even have a match at WrestleMania, and they didn't have Bayley come out there. You know what I mean? Like, they had Rhea come out, and we don't even know if she was going to be champion at WrestleMania, but they have Becky come out, spoil all of Elimination Chamber thanks to that moment. But you don't have your Royal Rumble winner come out and maybe say, who am I going to face? And maybe have Io and Rhea come out. Like, that would have made Bayley feel like a big deal, but they didn't. They didn't even have her as a part of that. They had Jay backstage, but they didn't have Bayley. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know that she, I mean, justice for Bayley.
Put some respect on her name.
Yes.
And, you know, Bayley had a friend came out tonight to make the save. She was getting beat up by Damage Control. No, not her. She's on AEW now. It was Naomi.
She was with Naomi.
I know. Naomi's great.
Watching Mercedes. Their friendship, everybody needs friends.
So beautiful.
Like those three. It's amazing how much they support each other. I just want to mention, because Mike brought it up, Asuka was, she looked hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was selling, but she was like hopping a lot there towards the end. She twisted her ankle a little bit. So I just hope she's okay and that it's nothing. But it did look concerning.
Yeah. Oh, yo, Mike Martin, that's cold, yo. Just turned 48, you know?
Got good volume, man. So.
Yeah. Good main event. I'm curious. And if Asuka's hurt, man, that's going to throw a wrench in things.
Good SmackDown.
Yeah. Road to WrestleMania.
Really good in-ring. Yeah, they made like four matches for Mania tonight. No, AJ Styles and LA Knight, Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso, the U.S. title, and well, we don't know. We have qualifying matches for the tag team. So I feel like we're really, everything just feels so, we are really in the road to WrestleMania. Why are you guys driving to WrestleMania?
A rented car.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Maybe. With your werewolf credit card?
With my werewolf credit card. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 matches so far for WrestleMania.
Wow. Look at that. We still can fit like another 7 or 8.
2, 3 more, yeah.
It's 2 nights. They do 8 and 7.
Eight and 7.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy, though, that they made WrestleMania 2 nights and there's still not enough room for everyone?
Right.
Yeah. Like, the rosters is so stacked, and that's not a bad problem to have, but it kind of it sucks for people that are there, you know, all year long, you know, hustling. But it's crazy to me that we have 2 nights of WrestleMania and somehow still not everybody makes it on the card.
And you got Bronson looking for a meaty man battle royal.
Yeah.
Slap me.
We shall see. Okay. Well, everybody, it's Friday night.
It is Friday night.
The weekend. It's still early on the West Coast.
Yeah. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm back on Eastern time at least, so I'm not like an hour ahead.
Right.
It's midnight time. It's midnight there.
No, it's 11.
Oh, it's 11. Oh, you're back on Eastern time. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that's of what I just said, change. Glenn.
Sorry, it took me a second.
I heard it.
I had to do the math.
It's like 6 months of the year that I hate because I'm an hour ahead and like we get done podcasting and it's like time for bed for me. And I'm like, oh, I have some play time still, you know?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day this weekend. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. Flobo, anything you want to plug?
No, I just want to say I just love hanging out with you guys every Friday night for that SmackDown recap show, you know, hopefully back next week.
I like you, Flobo. You pass the test. You pass the vibe check. You know?
I appreciate you.
You guys can find me here sometimes. And you guys can also find me on YouTube, NYC Demon Diva. And you guys can also find me tomorrow at the WWC show. So people in Puerto Rico, vamos pa Sidra. We're going to the middle of the island, which then I don't remember the last time they ran a show there. So be there. It's going to be fun.
There you go. I'm Matt Glenn Rubenstein. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.